Chapter 5, A Shaky Solution, written by Lisa Coloza-Coca, online illustration by Doris Ettlinger. The rest of the trackers stood in front of the Marvin Apartments while Gabby ran up the steps two at a time and tugged on the front door. When the door would not budge, she switched to knocking on the glass. Finally, she cupped her hands around her eyes, leaned forward, and peered into the building. "We can't get in," she shouted, "and I don't see anyone in there who can help us." Gabby hurried back to the group. "What now?" Simon asked. The trackers each scanned a different direction. "Sure is quiet here for student housing," Maya said. "Yes," agreed Gabby. "Well, except for the constant tapping of Jamal's sneaker against the pavement. Jamal, I'm afraid your tapping is erasing part of Dr. Newton's message."
"Gee, sorry, Gabby," apologized Jamal as he quickly jumped onto the grass.
The trackers all turned to look at the purple chalk on the sidewalk square near Jamal's sneakers. Chelsea squatted down to get a closer look. "A few of the numbers are faded, but I can still read them," she said.
"Read them aloud from the top down," Mr. C said.
Chelsea nodded. 8, 1, 16, 2, 1, 32, 1, 2, 128, 1, 4. When Chelsea finished, Maya said, "I wonder what Dr. Newton is trying to tell us." She walked slowly around the cement square, looking at the purple message from every direction.
Cooper jumped up and down. "I know where he wants us to go next. He wrote the numbers in one corner of a giant plus sign. 8 ounces add up to 1 cup. 16 ounces add up to 2 cups, and 2 cups add up to 1 pint. There are 32 ounces in 1 quart, or 2 pints. There are 128 ounces in 1 gallon, or 4 quarts. Those are all liquid measurements written in his purple chalk. Dr. Newton must be at the Purple Cow. It's the new milkshake shack in the student center. Let us go."
Cooper ran across the campus with the rest of the trackers trailing behind him. They had reached the student center by the time Pascal caught up with them. Panting, he said,
"Are you sure this is where we should be? After all, this is where Dr. Newton disappeared."
Cooper was already holding the door open wide and waving the trackers inside.
"Cooper is always sure," Jamal said.
Mr. C gathered everyone into a huddle. "It is very crowded here, and we are guests on this campus. No running or any other activity that will make us unwelcome."
"Follow me, everyone," Cooper said. "I know exactly where the Purple Cow is. I have been dying to try their new apple pie shake."
Pascal's eyebrows shot up.
"Dr. Newton does love apples."
Cooper led the trackers to the Purple Cow. The sign above it had plenty of purple numbers on it, but they were all in paint, not chalk. Pascal paced back and forth.
"Oh, dear," he said, "I don't see any sign of Dr. Newton or a message. Oh, dear, oh, dear."
Simon pointed at the purple-rimmed tables. Maybe he left a message on one of the Purple Cow tables. The trackers spread out and checked each of the tabletops. Simon crawled around on the floor to get a look at the underside of the tables. Gabby stood still. Something in her gut was telling her coming to the student center was a mistake. She closed her eyes, covered her ears, and pictured the message Dr. Newton had left for them back at Marvin Apartments. Then she stuck 2 fingers in her mouth and blew as hard as she could. Within seconds, the trackers circled around her.
"How did you learn to whistle like that?" Jamal asked.
"My grandpa taught me," Gabby said. "We need to return to the apartments and start again," she said. "This isn't where we were meant to go."
Cooper took a long slurp of his milkshake and said, "Maybe we just need to look more carefully." Gabby shook her head.
"No, I know we missed something important the first time. We better hurry back. Time is running out."
Cooper rubbed his forehead.
"I don't like to be wrong, but I did jump to that conclusion pretty quickly. And my decision-making may have been swayed by my desire to try the Purple Cow. I think we should do as Gabby says, and that's not just my brain freeze talking."
Several minutes later, the tracker stood outside Marvin Apartments, staring at Dr. Newton's message. Gabby squatted down and pointed at the lines.
This isn't just a plus sign, she said. The lines are arrows. The top arrow points north, and the next one points east. Next comes south, and then this one is west. All the numbers are written between the south and west arrows. I think we should add up the numbers and walk that many steps southwest.
Very observant, Pascal said.
Let's do the math, Mr. C added. The trackers began adding the numbers together in chorus. 196 steps, Gabby said. We better hurry, or Dr. Newton will never make it to the dedication on time.
Here, Mr. C said as he passed his watch to Gabby. It has a compass on it.
Gabby turned until she was facing southwest. Then she led the trackers across the lawn. They counted each step aloud, and when they reached 196, they were facing the physics lecture hall. The doors flew open, and hundreds of students poured out so quickly the trackers had no time to get out of the way. As they were surrounded by students, Gabby heard a student ask, "Hey, did anybody else see the numbers written on the sideboard? Who even uses the chalkboard anymore? And with purple chalk? What was that all about?"
Gabby grinned. This time, they were at the right place.